Studios Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830 WCCO.
This is CBS News. Presidential journeys, non-political appearances in the United States, a canceled speech, and violence in French Somaliland. Conference in Chicago. Civil rights leaders and civic officials discuss open housing. Failure at Cape Kennedy. Titan 3C blows up in flight along with its satellites. Nationwide rail strike. The men walk out all across Canada. These and other top stories at this hour on CBS Radio News. This is Dallas Townsend in New York. President Johnson has begun a day of speeches and appearances in three western states, sounding appeals for Soviet cooperation in the search for peace, and again declaring that vital Soviet interests are not threatened by American actions in Vietnam. Before going on to Colorado and Oklahoma later today, the president is now in Idaho, and CBS News correspondent Dave Shoemaker reports the story now from Pocatello.
The first stop on the president's trip today is at least bipartisan, if not actually non-political. Here in Idaho, Mr. Johnson is surrounded by Republicans. The governor, the senator, and the congressman are all Republicans. Mr. Johnson's two speeches, therefore, are carefully worded not to step on any toes. Nevertheless, the president is out to have a good time today. He says that within 24 hours after last weekend's trip through New England, he had the maps out planning today's jaunt. The Washington newspapers have been crammed with polls and political columns claiming that Mr. Johnson's popularity is still declining. And today's schedule seems designed to test that view. Idaho is the state the president carried by the smallest margin 2 years ago, Colorado generally regarded as a swing state, and in Oklahoma, a poll reportedly shows Mr. Johnson's popularity the lowest in the country. Of course, there are others along the way who are hoping to gain from the presidential visit. There are Democratic candidates for the Senate in all three states, and at least three especially vulnerable freshman Democratic congressmen. But they'll be in the background today as the president takes his own private poll. David Shoemaker, CBS News, Pocatello, Idaho.
More news in a moment.
Do you have a poor little poochie that sits around and scratches and scratches and scratches? So how do you help him? Kind, loving words won't stop it. Poor little poochie's problem is summer fleas, ticks, and lice, almost eating him up alive. Don't let this happen to your dog. Get Hart's Mountain Flea and Tick Killer in the easy-to-use spray can. It's called Killer because it really kills fleas, ticks, lice all over your dog. The Hart spray comes out in a soothing, quiet mist. What relief for your dog. And what relief for your own conscience, too. All summer long. So stop scratching with Hart's Mountain Flea and Tick Killer. At 98 cents, it's more than a bargain. It's a blessing.
President Gol ran into serious trouble today in French Somaliland. Police and troops in Djibouti, capital of the last French territory in Africa, clashed with angry and threatening crowds. Tear gas and concussion grenades were hurled in the square where de Gaulle was to have made a speech. The square was emptied by security forces, but the crowd grew in size, shouting for immediate independence from France, and the police and the troops turned on it savagely. The crowd fled in panic. Several persons were trampled, several wounded by grenade explosions. At least one person was killed. One Somali said, "We demand independence, and this is what they do to us." De Gaulle's world tour seems to have been having a more turbulent start than he anticipated. An important meeting is underway at this moment in Chicago, and we'll get the story there from CBS News correspondent Nelson Benton.
The principal figures of power are at the conference table at this hour in Chicago, considering the basis for a possible settlement of this city's racially troublesome open housing issue. This second so-called racial summit follows by 10 days an initial attempt to come up with an agreement between the civil rights forces of Dr. Martin Luther King on the one hand and city government, real estate, and business officials on the other. King faces Mayor Richard J. Daley across the conference room. The Archbishop of Chicago, John Patrick Cody, is in the middle. The so-called power structure seeks an end to civil rights marches that have provoked a violent backlash in all-white neighborhoods during recent weeks. For the moment, Chicago's racial crisis has moved once more from the streets to the conference table. Both sides started this meeting hoping it stays there. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Chicago.
The New Jersey Turnpike was the scene of a high-speed chase this morning after police tried to stop a car for a traffic violation. The car sped away, the police gave the alarm, all exits from the turnpike were closed, and the chase was on. It ended when police shot out the tire of the fleeing automobile, and the driver turned out to be Arthur Davis, wanted by police in New Haven, Connecticut, in a multiple murder case. Five persons were shot and killed, and two others badly wounded, some hours before that high-speed chase on the Jersey Turnpike. At Cape Kennedy this morning, a Titan IIIC rocket veered out of control 80 seconds after launching and automatically destroyed itself. This spoiled a plan to put 8 communication satellites in orbit. Cause of the failure has not been definitely established. This was a particularly rough day for American fighting men in Vietnam. For 90 minutes, U.S. Marines and infantry fought off human wave attacks by communist guerrillas in an area about 5 miles below the North Vietnamese border. American casualties were described as light. There's no official report thus far on the number of Americans killed and wounded in that accidental attack on a 1st Infantry Division unit 20 miles north of Saigon. The GIs, battling the Viet Cong in dense jungles, called for an airstrike against the enemy. In one of those mistakes that unfortunately happen in war, two Air Force jets missed their mark and dropped fiery napalm on the Americans. Some reports say it killed at least 7 and wounded 20 more. The division commander, Major General William Depew, did not blame the pilots. He said, "This was a rough business. We asked for the air support, and we would ask for it again in exactly the same way." He pointed out that the napalm also dislodged the Viet Cong battalion from his trenches, and that American casualties could have been far higher without that strike. The Canadian railroad strike is underway. It began a few minutes ago when the first workers walked off the jobs at St. John's, Newfoundland. Even as the strike began, company and union negotiators returned to the bargaining table, but with virtually no hope of an early settlement. All told, some 110,000 men are expected to walk out on 7 Canadian railroads, including the 2 largest, the Canadian National and the Canadian Pacific. The United States is keeping a close watch on a trial taking place in Southeast Africa in Tanzania. It's the murder trial of a U.S. Peace Corps volunteer charged with beating his young bride to death. The trial opened this morning with a Tanzanian prosecutor accusing the defendant, William Kinsey of Washington, North Carolina, of killing his wife with an iron bar on a rock last March. Kinsey insists that his wife, Peverly, of Riverside, Connecticut, was fatally injured in a fall while on a picnic. Activity up to this hour in the New York Stock Exchange is fairly active. Volume so far is 3,680,000 shares traded. The Dow Jones 30 Industrial Average is down 9.14. The New York Stock Exchange index of all stocks is down 60 cents, with industrials down 62 cents, transportation down $1.05, utilities down 40 cents, and finance stocks so far on the stock exchange today down 52 cents.
Get ready, Mom, for those big back-to-school appetites. Make sure you have plenty of Campbell's soup on hand. For example, Campbell's tomato soup is a mealtime favorite that's pretty hard to do without any time of the year. Campbell's tomato soup has a delectable, fresh tomato flavor that everybody loves. So check your supply of Campbell's soups. Make sure you have plenty on your shelf for today and those busy school days ahead. Remember, they always eat better with Campbell's.
Former Vice President Richard Nixon claims that the Johnson administration has unnecessarily resigned itself to a long war in South Vietnam, and he called this the greatest danger facing the United States today in Southeast Asia. Nixon expressed these views in an interview on NBC News. He said, "We need new tactics, new leadership, and new methods to shorten the war and to bring it to a successful conclusion without appeasement of the enemy." Nixon also deplored the division in this country over the war issue.
And that's the world of national news at 9 minutes past 11. The temperature in the Twin Cities is 74 degrees, and we're going to have a look at that delicious weather forecast in just a minute.
Boone and Erickson for Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loan.
Say, do you need money?
Yeah, I need money.
You do?
Who doesn't need money?
What's the big deal?
Yeah, no, I'll tell you. You want to borrow money?
Yeah, well, here's an important service to remember if you're planning to borrow money. A Minneapolis Federal Savings Account Installment Loan. Now, what this does is let you borrow the cash you need while your savings remain intact and growing.
And it's important that you let them grow, because the longer you keep your savings in that convenient passbook savings account of Minneapolis Federal, the more your own earning power increases, because dividends are paid every 4 months, you see.
And, Charlie, some might ask, what about the availability of our savings?
I'll tell you, because of the convenience of a passbook savings account, your money's fully available whenever you want it. That's Minneapolis Federal at the sign of the tree, 8 great locations.
And those 8 great, 2 in downtown St. Paul.
Minneapolis.
Midway.
Bloomington.
Golden Valley.
Robbinsdale.
And Apache Plaza.
At the sign of the friendly tree, Minneapolis Federal.
Some of the network programs which are broadcast by WCCO Radio are delayed broadcasts by means of transcription. We mustn't forget to tell you that. This is Jurgen Nash with you on Friday morning. This is the 26th day of August. Holy smokes alive, where does the time go? We have less than a week left of this month. And then we're into September. Well, let's not start crossing those bridges before we get there again. Let's have a look at the weather. It's going to be another pleasant summer day in CCO land. The sunny skies and the warmer temperatures will occur in all parts of the region today. And in the eastern half again tomorrow. But cloudiness with thunderstorms and cooler air will move into the Dakotas tonight and then move slowly eastward, probably reaching northwestern Minnesota tomorrow night. Highs today, mostly in the 80s and 90s. Lows tonight, mostly in the 50s and the 60s. Minnesota's forecast, more sunny skies today. It'll continue fair and warmer through tomorrow. Highs today, 76 to 84 in the northeast, 82 to 92 west and south. Lows tonight, 54 to 62. Twin Cities, sunshine, warmer temperatures today and tomorrow. With today's high about 88, low tonight 58, tomorrow up to 92. Boys, you're going to warm up, really. 74 now in the Twin Cities, wind south 10 miles an hour. Humidity is 60%. The barometer is steady. The pressure now is 29.97. And the sky is clear. And that's the weather then at 12 minutes past 11. Last night at Granite Falls, somebody was telling me about these, you know, these new toothbrushes that are either electrically powered or battery powered. And in connection with it, the fella told me the story about the father, who was quite irate, when he said to his son, "Why didn't you brush your teeth this morning?" And the kid said, "Well, my battery is dead." That does it, doesn't it? An absolutely smashing time in Granite Falls last night. Boy, talk about royalty. They treated me just wonderfully. Had a grand time. We picked the queen, and I'll tell you a little bit about it as we go along. We have company today from Wilmer, and when dear Abby comes in, she'll tell about a letter from a fellow who spends money to have the bumps on his head read by a phrenologist. But Abby sees bumps caused by rocks inside the head. I suppose I'll bring down on my head the wrath of all those who practice phrenology. Is that the correct terminology? But I still think it's funny, reading bumps on the head. Let's have some music. Get me to the church on time, Mitch Miller and his chorus. This afternoon at 1 here on WCCO Radio, you'll be on the go at Arco, Idaho, for a special address by President Johnson. That's this afternoon at 1, right here on WCCO.
Newport smokes fresher, tastes better too. Newport smokes fresher. Newport smokes fresher, tastes better too, than any other menthol cigarette.
If you're ready to try a great fresh taste, try Newport. Newport smokes fresher and tastes better than any other menthol cigarette. See why more and more people are switching to refreshing Newport. Isn't it time you switch to Newport?
Newport smokes fresher, tastes better.
I told you we have company today. Guests in the studios, watching and looking around and enjoying themselves, we hope. They're the Chapin family from Wilmer. Mr. and Mrs. Chapin and two children, a little girl and a little boy. Their girl is 10 and the boy is 5. And I was chatting with a little girl about cats. I guess she's very fond of cats. So she tells me anyway. Mr. Chapin says she brings home strays once in a while. Well, that indicates she's got a tender heart. Sometimes that can be a rather trying situation. I know at our place why we don't bring home cats so much, because they got one to take care of, but we have quite a parade of birds with wounded wings and rabbits which are picked up in the street and little hurt squirrels and other odds and ends which generally throw the cat and me into a turmoil because they take over for a while before they're healed up and sent on their way. But I told the Chapins, they're from Wilmer, that that's one of my favorite cities. I love that town. Something about some, you can come into some towns and they're nice looking, the way they're laid out, the way things move and bustle, they're so clean. Always looks as if somebody just hosed down the streets. But Wilmer's a very pretty city. We've been there many times on appearances and station business. It's always a pleasure to go in there. You can always get a good meal in Wilmer. So welcome to CCO, to the Chapins and the children. Always nice to have you folks in to pay us a visit.
Galahad, Lancelot.
Thinking of a name for the baby?
What baby?
Our baby.
No, I was trying to pick a name for the Ajax sweepstakes. You know, to help Ajax name the White Knight.
But the baby has to have a name, too.
The baby can wait.
George, he's 5 years old.
Enter the Ajax sweepstakes, help name the White Knight, and you may ride off with a fortune. First prize, a Pontiac Bonneville filled with over $27,000. Nothing to buy, nothing to guess. Details and free entry blanks where you buy Ajax laundry detergent. Void where prohibited.
Now let's find out, among other things, about that the guy that has the bumps on his head, Red.
Dear Abby, a co-worker of mine has become a nut on phrenology. Do you believe in the science of phrenology, Abby?
This is Dear Abby inviting you to find out if phrenology is a science or all in a person's head.
This is Pat Bright. I can't wait to try the new makeup colors for fall. They're luminous, light, marvelous colors for a beautiful, natural look. You'll get an idea of what new makeup can do for you in the September issue of Family Circle magazine. With Family Circle as a guide, you can create a new look for yourself with fresh skin, soft eyes, glistening lips, and an easy hairdo. Go out and buy Family Circle for September. It could be the start of a great fall season for you.
Abby, our first letter comes from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's where this wonderful store Hess is.
Dear Abby, my co-worker goes for every goofy fad he hears about. His latest is phrenology, which is having the bumps on his head read by someone who calls himself a phrenologist. I told him he was throwing his money away. He pays $5 a reading and goes once a week, but he tells me he's found out a lot about his past and future through these bumps. Is there anything to this, or am I behind the times? Signed, Foreman.
Dear Foreman, the bumps on your co-worker's head could be caused by the rocks inside. If you are not behind the times, your co-worker is. So wish him a speedy recovery. This is a lumpy lesson he may have to learn for himself.
From Macon, Georgia. Dear Abby, when my husband was born, he had brothers and sisters who were married and had children of their own. Consequently, my husband is younger than many of his nieces and nephews. One of his nieces is married to a man who's 10 years older than I am, and he insists on calling me Aunt Mary. He's related to me only through marriage, and I resent this Aunt Mary business because he emphasizes the aunt when there's a crowd around. I'd rather be called just plain Mary. How can I get my point across? Signed, Aunt Mary.
Dear Aunt Mary, tell him good-naturedly, when there is a crowd around, of course. Out of respect for my elders, I really shouldn't correct you in public. But won't you please call me Mary?
From Boston, Massachusetts. Dear Abby, what makes Americans think that there's no place in the world like their country? Their superiority complex is very irritating. Signed, Immigrant.
Dear Immigrant, immigration, my friend, is the sincerest form of flattery.
I like that.
Thank you. I just couldn't resist it.
This next letter contains some helpful advice from a woman listener in Madison, Wisconsin. Why don't you read it, Abby?
All right. She writes, Dear Abby, Will you please warn kind-hearted truck drivers and other motorists not to pick up elderly people hitchhiking a ride unless they know the hitchhiker is in full command of his mind? Dad's almost 80, and he walks with a cane. Well, he's sometimes quite forgetful. So once, on his way to the grocery store, which is half a mile down the road, he flagged down a truck driver and hitched a ride. Well, this truck driver took Dad at his word and drove him 200 miles. It took us 3 days to locate him. Another time, Dad hitched a ride with a man who took him to Chicago. We had the police looking for him for 4 days. Old folks are sometimes forgetful. It's better to let them walk. And it's signed, Looking for Dad Again.
Abby will be back in a moment.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, chewing gum while on the go helps you keep alert, you know. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Chewing helps you concentrate. You'll agree the flavor's great. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Yes, be sure to take some delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum with you next time you drive. See how the good chewing helps you keep alert and at your best. Millions get enjoyment chewing Wrigley Spearmint while driving, and at other times, too. How about you?
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint gum.
Get some soon.
What's for Monday, Abby?
The story of a predatory female and her new technique for a very old game.
Until Monday on the CBS Radio Network, this is Harry Bartell saying, listen to Dear Abby.
If someone asked you to name the home appliance you'd miss most if suddenly you didn't have it anymore, what would you say? Your kitchen range? Your steam iron? Well, Dad might say his electric drill, but I'd rather think the appliance, if you want to call it that, that most folks would miss more than anything would be their telephone. Just think now of the hundreds of ways you save time and travel around town by using your telephone. How about it when it brings you the voice of a far-off relative or friend whom you haven't seen for a long, long time? That's the time when a telephone is such a blessing. Why, far-off voices sound so close, it's almost like being in the same room. And it costs so little, you know, to call long distance, especially each evening after 8 and all day on Sundays. Why not make a mental note right now to make a long-distance call this very evening to someone you miss? It'll be the high spot of your whole day, believe me. I got a letter from my wife the other day. She said, I hadn't heard from you for a couple of days. I was going to call you the other night. Well, I guess the price isn't exorbitant at all either for a long-distance call from overseas. Although when she said, hello, this is Mary, and I suddenly dawned on me she was calling from, somewhere in England, up in Derbyshire somewhere. I think I'd have fallen on the floor before I did some fast calculating and then got up again. I kind of wish she had called, but now when you come to think of it, she'd be coming home on Monday. It's just as well she didn't. I mean, we'll spend that money for something else. 25 minutes now past 11. And what a time I had in Granite Falls last night. We crowned a queen, among other things. 20 lovely girls up on that stage, and I visited with each one, and then with the assistance of the judges and the present Miss Granite Falls, Pam Michelson, we crowned our queen, Judy Espeland. Judy, and a lovely thing she is. She'll be Miss Granite Falls and will be competing in the Aquitennial as well, and the runner-up was Pamela Wolf, and the next runner-up was Karen Soley. You could have picked a queen from any one of those 20 girls. They were so pretty. And everybody laughed at my jokes down there. I couldn't have had a better evening if I had hand-picked my audience. It was marvelous. On a nice a little over two-hour drive down, and in the cool of the evening around 10:30, I drove back. So it was altogether a most delightful evening with a grand bunch of people in a very picturesque town. Do you swing on the coming off number 7 and into Granite Falls here on this little blacktop? You come down a hill, and there's the river right below you. It's coming like into a European city. It's very picturesque. So, again, thank you, Granite Falls folks, for having me out.
Mom, look at that calendar. It's back to school time, when your kids seem to grow even bigger, king-size appetites. One way to keep up with them is with Campbell's Soup.
Nourishing, wholesome, good-tasting Campbell's. Take Campbell's vegetable soup, for instance. It's a great way to get 15 vegetables into the kids and have them like it. Make sure you have some on hand right now. Next time you're at the store, reach for your favorite Campbell's soups. They always eat better with Campbell's.
You liked it the other day when I played a number by Bill Kenny, this fellow with a high voice that used to sing with the old Ink Spots. He's still performing up in Canada now, I believe. And his name is Bill Kenny, and here he is again, this time to sing an old song called Happened in Monterey. Gee, a lot of memories when you hear this fellow.
It happened in Monterey.
Something to hear him again, Bill Kenny. The old Ink Spots. He's still performing. Sounds as good as ever. It happened in Monterey. Say, it's almost time for school again, and kids love to come home to a lunch that includes Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Keep some handy. They always eat better with Campbell's. This is Nash with you on Friday morning, 11:30 now, in time for our Dimension on Health. Studios, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830-WCCO.
Do people sometimes get sick because they just give up? From CBS News, this is Dimension on Health, brought to you by Fleischmann's Margarine. I'm Charles Kuralt. Illness is a highly personal thing. Doctors have often noticed that one patient will be hit hard by a condition that another will almost be able to ignore. It's not always just a matter of strength or resistance to disease. Psychology can be an important part of the equation. Doctors at the University of Rochester Medical Center in Rochester, New York, have made a deep study of some of the real but non-physical aspects of disease. I'll be back in a moment with some of their conclusions on the question of why some people fall ill at the time they do.
There's a special joy women have in preparing good food for their families. Food that tastes good and is good. Even so simple a thing as spreading a slice of fresh bread with golden, delicious Fleischmann's margarine. It's the joy of knowing Fleischmann's is more than a wonderfully good-tasting spread. It's so low in saturated fat, so right for all the family, young and old alike. That's because it's made from 100% golden corn oil. How good to be able to serve your family delicious Fleischmann's.
Troubles never come singly, the old saying has it. If a person suffers some personal tragedy, the loss of a friend, loss of a job, loss of his wife, the blow can disrupt his whole existence. In the aftermath of tragedy, such a person may compound his troubles by falling ill. It need not be an imaginary illness by any means, but something concrete and indisputable. Pneumonia, stomach ulcer, heart disease. Doctors at the University of Rochester have named this the giving up complex, because this is what seems to happen in more cases than could be expected if it were simply a matter of coincidence. The patient feels helpless and hopeless, and then he falls ill. The doctors don't imply that giving up and illness always go together. Certainly the common cold need be no respecter of your mental attitude, and many people have been stricken with serious illness in the midst of success. But they believe the giving up complex sometimes does precede disease, and that the sequence is not just coincidence. In a high percentage of cases, the doctors say, there is evidence of the giving up complex, the feeling of hopelessness and helplessness in the face of troubles, before illness began. The Rochester doctors reported their studies to a meeting of the American College of Physicians. They mentioned such cases as the man in his 40s who contracted pneumonia after a period of severe depression over the way his sons were living their lives, a somewhat younger man whose heart disease and stomach ulcer came to light shortly after his wife divorced him, a third man who developed a whole spectrum of indisputably real health problems while worried over his business and his wife's failing health. I'll be back in a moment with the lessons doctors draw from these studies of the giving up complex.
In line with Fleischmann's policy of keeping up with the latest medical studies that may help America's families, we bring you this fact. Many doctors now recommend diets low in saturated fat and high in polyunsaturates. And these modified fat diets are being recommended not just for adults, but for the whole family. You'll find delicious Fleischmann's margarine ideal for these diets. Here's why. Fleischmann's is made from 100% corn oil, with almost a cup of liquid corn oil in every pound. That is why it is so low in saturated fat. It can also be the best source of polyunsaturates in your family's daily diet. And because Fleischmann's is made from 100% golden corn oil, it has a light, delicate, golden flavor your whole family will enjoy. Fleischmann's, so low in saturated fat, so right for all your family. Ask your doctor about delicious Fleischmann's.
In every person's life, there is a ceaseless, complex interplay between body, mind, and environment. When a person gives up and sees things as hopeless, he may upset the healthy balance of that interplay and invite disease. It may stem from loss of business or something more personal, but the common ingredient is this. The person feels he's losing ground against life, that he's no longer able to cope with it. That's what the doctors are beginning to believe is responsible for some illness, the giving up complex. On Monday, a report on how doctors use sonar, not to find sunken shoals or enemy submarines, but to find defects in your heart. Until then, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News. Fleischmann's Margarine has brought you Dimension on Health.
We don't know what meals you're planning to serve your family this week, but we do know that they'll go better with the naturally zesty taste of Coca-Cola. The bright and lively lift of Coke can make any old meal taste brand new. So remember, one of the things that go better with Coke is that fan club you cook for. So buy them plenty of Coca-Cola and serve it often. Coke has the taste they never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coke.
Fun goes better with you, go better with things, go better with Coke. Coke has the taste you can never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coca-Cola.
It's 24 minutes now before 12, and 74 is our CCO temperature in the Twin Cities, and this is Jurgen with you on this Friday morning. And somebody was telling me, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'd like to think it is anyway, because this is the kind of thing that tickles me. A couple of times in the past, I've dropped a coin into a machine, that one of these vending machines, candy vending machines, and didn't get my coin back. And I, of course, was quite irate. And I heard about a fellow who had this experience, and when he didn't get his nickel back, he took out a piece of paper and fastened it to the machine, and on the paper he wrote, "This machine taketh, it giveth not." I like that.
Is it wrong to be so much in love with a girl that you can't tell her voice from the spit of the world, spit of the world?
The Spinning of the World, sung by the Kingston Trio. I want to urge you, especially today, with the weekend coming up, and you'll be pushing that basket around the supermarket, as I will this afternoon when I get home from work. And I hope that you will pop into that basket a Hormel Holiday Glazed Ham. Now, I've been telling you gals about this thing now for a solid week. And I've been urging you to try it because it is so, so good. It's 95% lean, and it's, well, for want of a better word, I've been saying it's drenched in a succulent sugar and spice glaze. Ooh, that's it's good. And they use a system called flame browning, so that imparts the taste of the ham right through to the very, right to the very center, right to the core. So you get the taste of this glaze in with a ham, in every single bite, right down to the last one, as you get right into the middle of the meat. In fact, Hormel says it's what the early pioneer women did, you know, when they used to baste these hams by turning them slowly over an open fire. So you heat it, you slice it, and you serve. And you're going to agree with me that Nash didn't give us a bum steer. This is the real thing. I wish you would pick some up. Enjoy some for Labor Day. The whole family can do a lot of eating off a ham. It'll last, you know, and you can make sandwiches off them later on. It's delicious. Hormel Holiday Glaze Ham. Will you try one this weekend? In fact, the Hormel Holiday Glaze Hams are in store for you at your favorite Super Value. Remember that? I wish you'd try them on my recommendation. It's going to be a pleasant summer day in CCO land. Sunny skies and warm temperatures occurring in all parts of the region. But the weatherman says some cloudiness along with thunderstorms and cooler air is moving into the Dakotas tonight, and this will move slowly eastward, very likely reaching northwestern Minnesota by tomorrow night. But in the meantime, we're going to see those readings up in the 80s and 90s again. Minnesota will have highs of 76 to 84 in the northeast and 82 to 92 in the west and south. And the Twin Cities will have highs today of 88, low tonight 58, and up to 92 tomorrow. You know, it either has to be about 55 or 95. If it could just kind of settle in about 75, you know, that'd be just right. Of course, you always find people like me who are always grumbling. We always got to try and jiggle around a little bit what nature gives us so we can have it a little bit better. But it's going to be nice and sunny anyway, and dry, we hope, for the opening of the fair. It's 74 right now in the Twin Cities under clear skies, and that's a little peek of the weather then at 19 minutes before 12.
Camel's real taste gets a taste that's well worth knowing. Satisfies longer. Camel's real taste. Lots of men know it. Millions of them. Satisfies longer. Camel's real taste. Satisfies longer. The best taste you can get. Camel tastes like no other cigarette. You gotta smoke it to know it. So if you've forgotten how satisfying a real cigarette can taste, then get to know Camel. Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Have a Camel cigarette.
Gee, I forgot to ask Joyce what she's going to talk about when she comes in today. Well, we'll know anyway because she'll be in about 8 or 9 minutes. So we'll have a nice waltz around the house this morning. I won't do much talking here because the song is by the Ray Conniff Group and they'll be singing. So we'll just quietly kind of move around the kitchen quietly and gracefully while the boys sing. Somewhere, My Love. Now let me do the leading now. You smell nice today. Somewhere, My Love, the Ray Conniff Singers, our waltz for this Friday morning.
What flies on the wind day and night, keeps no schedules, and makes many unhappy landings. If you answered with a sneeze, you're right. Hay fever pollen. On the move right now, around the clock. But so is something else. Contact. The round-the-clock hay fever medication. Over 600 tiny time pills in each contact capsule help keep you comfortable every minute of the day or night. Contact time pills soothe the itch and burn from your eyes. Dry your tears. Dry your sniffles. Take away that about-to-sneeze feeling. And you take contact only once every 12 hours to relieve hay fever symptoms all day and all night. Contact. Today's largest selling hay fever and cold medication at your pharmacy.
Say, there'll be a big special event that we'll be covering tomorrow morning for you. You'll be on the go with CCO at the wedding of Robert Humphrey, the vice president's son, and Miss Donna Erickson. That'll be tomorrow morning at St. Olaf's Church in Minneapolis. Barbara Beerhalter, our special wedding correspondent in the CCO Radio News Bureau, will be all gussied up, and we'll send her over to St. Olaf, and she'll report to you directly from the church tomorrow morning, giving you a vow-by-vow description of this special event. It's 74 degrees in the Twin Cities.
If you live in suburban Hennepin or Anoka counties, you are not being fully represented in Congress. It's time to end the deception. Elect true representation, the DFL candidate, Elva Walker for Congress. Paid for by the Walker for Congress Volunteer Committee.
All right, let's see, Alan Gray, what you've got on your mind on this Friday morning, old boy.
I got the answer to a couple of questions I ran across the other day, Jerk.
What are they, huh? What are they?
They have to do with home decoration.
Oh.
Incidentally, I need some of.
Yeah?
Things I'm told about which there are a lot of misconceptions.
Yeah, I've heard them too, yeah.
Can we work on those in 30 seconds?
Yeah, let's give it a try, huh?
I haven't done too much of it, but it seems like I've been told that meal planning is one of the more difficult chores that a person can have. Since I haven't done much of it, it might seem odd that I have a suggestion about it, but I do. At least I can make a suggestion based on what I like, and I like Cremette's macaroni, and I don't care how you fix them or what you serve them with. Cremette's macaroni are inexpensive, too. And maybe I've given you an idea for a casserole or a salad or something with leftovers or a side dish. Cremette's the more tender, more delicious macaroni. Do you know when an antique is really an antique? Let's take that old highboy you inherited from Grandma, made back in 1835. Is that a bona fide antique? Well, I would think so, and there are people who would agree that it is, according to a regulation, though, set down by the United States Tariff Office in 1930. An antique must have been made prior to 1830, and anything after that is just old. It's not an antique. As I say, there are people who will argue with that, of course. Incidentally, and I'm sure you know this, being an antique doesn't necessarily mean that it's good or even beautiful. It may have certain value because it is an antique, but it also may be very ugly. Our ancestors, unfortunately, turned out as much junk as we do. Next, I'm told by rug salesmen that this is a common mistake a lot of folks make. Many people go into a rug department of a large store and they'll ask for Broadloom as though it were a brand like Wilton or Axminster. Do you know what Broadloom is? Well, you probably do. I didn't, but... For those who aren't sure, Broadloom is any carpet woven wider than a yard. It is just as the name implies, it is rug woven on a broad or wide loom, and it has nothing to do with any firm or type of rug. Well, those were our decorating sticklers for today. If you have one that's always bothered you, why not write in and tell us about it? You know, I suppose I'm trying just about every way I know to encourage people to visit Harold Chevrolet, East Lake Street at 42nd, about four blocks west of the Lake Street Bridge, to buy a new or used car. And I have been sincere, or tried to be, because I believe in the folks out there. Now, if I don't have the clincher for the ones I've missed this time, then I don't know what it takes. All the signs point to the cost of living as going up, which makes the year-end prices on 66 Chevrolet at Harold Chevrolet so very, very attractive. You may never again be able to buy so much car so inexpensively. Now, if you're very rich and don't care about money, or if you're very contented with your present car, even this persuasion may not help. But if those two things don't apply, may I suggest you take advantage of the tremendous savings on the tremendous selection of brand-new Chevrolets now on special sale at Harold Chevrolet, East Lake Street at 42nd, about four blocks west of the Lake Street Bridge. I wonder if you've ever heard the old expression that says women are the darndest things. It really says you can't beat them, and I have to go along with that.
Yeah.
It hasn't been such a long time ago that the state of West Virginia passed a law against the playing of bingo in the state. Bingo, the old Klondike of the gambling halls, was outlawed. And around one of the cities of West Virginia, the law wasn't very well received. As a matter of fact, the church group set up an awful howl. So the city government took the matter up and decided that the game was legal, provided there was no payoff. And the good women of the community did the rest. They worked out this system. When a player yelled bingo, the card was checked, and the winner got a red flag, no money. Then the winner was asked a question like, what animal does pork come from? And if she knew the answer, she swapped the red flag for the cash. And if she didn't know the answer, she got paid anyway for trying. You see, women are the darndest things. You can't beat them.
No, they'll always...
And who wants to?
They'll always figure a way out. You're right, Alan. Thanks for the visit, and we'll see you again on Monday morning about the same time. In fact, will you be with us at the State Fair?
Boone and Erickson here for Gleam Toothpaste. Like we've told you so often, mothers who care know one sure way to help fight cavities is to brush right and use Gleam.
But, Mom, you have to keep after him.
Hey, Mommy, can I go out and play?
May I go out and play?
May I go out and play?
No.
Oh.
Grandma's coming over. Now you go brush your teeth.
Oh, Mommy.
We mothers who care know one sure way to help fight cavities is to brush right.
And use Gleam, right, Mommy?
That's right. And Jimmy.
Yeah, Mommy?
After you brush your teeth, wash your arms before you put on a clean shirt.
For long or short sleeves, Mommy.
Well, there you see a mother who knows how important it is for kids to brush their teeth properly.
But, Mom, you have to keep after them, like my wife keeps after Jamie.
Hey, and it won't be too long before Christopher will need a brush of his own.
He has already.
Yes, remember, mothers who care know one sure way to help fight cavities is to brush right and use Gleam.
We use it on the cats all the time, I tell you. That cat's got the sparklingest choppers in town.
Oh, come on.
What are you going to talk about in a moment now?
One more item on the House of
the Future. Yes, I enjoyed these. Say, shop now and save in Donaldson's great 85th anniversary sale. Big savings in all departments at all Donaldson stores during the 85th anniversary store-wide sale. Tell us some more about the things we're not going to have to do in the House of the Future.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Yes,
and I'll tell you about it in just a minute. Okay. If you haven't yet tried Miracle White Fabric Softener, I hope you'll make it a point to do that next wash day. I know that you'll like it just as much as I do. It's a fairly new product. It's been on the market less than a year. First came Miracle White, the fabric brightener. Then came the Miracle White Fabric Softener, which is just what the name indicates, a product that softens clothes as you wash them, making them soft and fluffy, practically wrinkle-free, so they need little or no ironing. Miracle White Fabric Softener is different from any other product of its kind because you don't have to wait till the final rinse to add it. You put it in the machine at the beginning with soap or detergent. Saves you time, also saves you money because it's so concentrated, you need just a capful for a whole wash load of clothes. Look for it at your store, won't you? It comes in a bright blue plastic bottle, Miracle White Fabric Softener. Well, one of the plans that home designers are working on now is a learning center in the home of tomorrow. There'll always be children who need schooling, and with much more leisure time, adults, too, will devote more and more time to learning. And experts say there'll be radical changes in our methods of learning. For example, a youngster will go to the home's computer console, just give his name and the particular project he's working on, maybe the new math. The teaching machine will conduct a question and answer exchange, just like the teacher in the classroom. Or a family might be planning to go to Europe on vacation. On a console TV, they'll compute this, the countries in Europe that they're going to visit, and they'll sit there and learn all about those countries. The work that's going on right now on space capsules will hasten the day when we'll be living in homes that are far beyond what Jules Verne ever imagined. For example, every house will have a computer brain that will program the perfect ratio of oxygen to carbon dioxide and a certain humidity and atmospheric pressure, certain light level, certain temperature. It will even know if you're hungry and by recorded voice or light signal suggest that you have a sandwich or perhaps eat dinner now.
I like that.
Yes. This might sound fantastic, but it is a highly refined version of what goes on today inside of our astronaut space capsules. The House of Tomorrow will be a model of efficiency, too. In our homes today, for example, you turn on the heat in the winter, and that fuel is used once, and then it's gone. Same thing goes for the fuel used to heat water, wash or dry clothes, or iron or cook a meal. Well, the home of the future would make use of all the heat generated in the house and also heat from the sun, so that none would ever be lost. And water would be used just as efficiently. Today, the average person uses 200 gallons of water a day. In the House of Tomorrow, that could be reduced to 10 gallons a day by reclaiming every bit of water used in the house, even steam from the tea kettle. Then it would filter and purify it, put it in a storage tank to be used over and over and over again. Experts say that by the turn of the next century, only 10% of us will work.
A lot of us don't even do that much now.
10%, isn't that amazing,
yeah,
Jurgens?
Yeah, fantastic.
The computer and automation will allow 90% of our population to spend time on whatever pleases them.
Now,
Dad will work at home if he happens to be one of the working 10%, linked to the boss in the office by computer and closed-circuit two-way television. No more memos, no more meetings. No more time clocks.
Just home all
the
time.
That's right. Home all the time. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Most Americans will actually be living a life of complete leisure.
Born
in the year
30, 40 years too soon. That's my trouble.
Oh, dear. Say, next time you're shopping, maybe today or tomorrow, pick up a bottle of the new Miracle White Fabric Softener. Give it a try. It's so concentrated, you need just a cap full per washload, so it saves you money. Saves you time because you needn't wait till the final rinse to add it. Put it in the washer with soap or detergent at the beginning of the washing process. I hope you'll try it soon. I know you'll like it. Miracle White Fabric Softener in the bright blue plastic bottle.
Very good. These futuristic programs have been just fascinating, Joyce. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Mom, look at that calendar. It's back to school time. When your kids seem to grow even bigger, king-size appetites. One way to keep up with them is with Campbell's Soup. Nourishing, wholesome, good-tasting Campbell's. Take Campbell's Vegetable Soup, for instance. It's a great way to get 15 vegetables into the kids and have them like it. Make sure you have some on hand right now. Next time you're at the store, reach for your favorite Campbell's Soups. They always eat better with Campbell's.
Twins in Chicago, 7:50 tonight, right here on CCO. When the party's a swinger, invite old Dutch. Potato chips, that is. They're the coolest chips because they're crisp and big, party size, party flavor, salted just right to go with cool drinks. Shaped just right for those gloopy dips. Best dip scoopers in the world are old Dutch chips. Would you believe that old Dutch cherishes each potato chip? They provide it with a heritage of finest potatoes. They pamper it with careful handling. They protect it with super packaging. No wonder they taste so good. Those old Dutch potato chips, and the price is no drag either. You get lots of chips in the twin packs, a double package with double freshness protection. Very handy. If there are any chips left when the party's over, keep them fresh in the twin pack for you. Maybe you're giving a party your open house. Then fill up with Old Dutch. They're everybody's flavor favorite because they're big in size, big in flavor, very crispy and good, like fresh they are. So get over to the store now and pick up a twin pack Old Dutch potato chips, that is. Just a little bit of Down Yonder. This is Bob Johnson on the guitar and the strings. And this is Nash with you on this Friday morning. The Haven coming in now with Good Neighbor Time. See you at 12:30 with the noontime news. Degrees in the Twin Cities at 12 noon, and this is Friday, the 26th of August, 1966.